Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And this is one of those random movies I went and saw on a Saturday night, something that was way below my radar. It was in limited release, but it did have a little bit of star power to it. It had Russell Crowe and Liam Hemsworth. It's called Land of Bad, which is listed as an action mystery thriller. And this is another one I didn't know anything about but the genre. And it's been a while since I've just done a flat-out action movie. I think maybe Beekeeper was the last one, which I did enjoy that one. So go check out that review if you haven't yet. Side note, I don't know if you've seen Russell Crowe lately, but he hasn't really kept himself in the best of shape. So I'm assuming Liam is going to be doing all the heavy lifting action-wise, or at least I hope so. So what is this one about? Now, we start out seeing things taking place in two locations. Kenny, Hemsworth's character, he's pretty much a rookie. He's only been in the field one other time, and he selected last minute to go on this extraction mission. Oh, and I learned something new. He is Tactical Air Control Party Officer, working with the drone team as Joint Terminal Attack Controller. Because he's the guy that's on the ground that coordinates the air support, getting information, setting up targets, all that good stuff. Then we go to Captain Eddie Grimm, Crow's character. Now, he's a drone pilot. Now, they go on this mission somewhere in South Philippines. They arrive at a location for the job, and as they're planning, to see how they're going to go about things, this unexpected guest arrives, spoiler free. The job goes bad, and Kenny is left alone. And that's where I'll stop. From there, Kenny must rely on information from the drone to navigate his way through the jungle, where he is seriously outnumbered. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 58% on 38 reviews on the Rotten scale, with no audience score. But what did I think? Well, let me start with the positives. Really strong cast. Everyone does a great job. And who doesn't like to see Crow hamming up a little bit? I know I do. The fact that Crow can spend 90% of the time looking at the screen and still be engaging says something about his skill level and the way he approached this material. Now, I'll get to something else about that in a minute. Once they engage the target, things stay pretty tense. And as they overcome a problem, a new one arises and you start to wonder if he'll actually make it out alive. The action is okay. It's highlighted by a pretty solid scene in the third act during this rescue mission. Had a decent body count with some blood. But let me get to these negatives. And I really only have three. This was very generic. There was nothing to make this one stand out among, movies of this kind. And as I always say, don't force something into the script just because you want it. It has to actually make sense. Either let the story take you there, or take it to a natural conclusion, or just write something different. Don't be lazy. They really break this rule in the third act. The believability factor goes just way down because they wanted to keep Crow on screen past his natural involvement. So they tacked on this other 20 minutes of something totally implausible, which weakened the end product, making it way too long. This is almost 2 hours long. 90 minutes of material is about all they had. And that actually would have been perfect had they stuck to that instead of, kind of cramming that Crow part on at the end. As much as I enjoyed his performance, it just highlighted, how poorly they handled the script. They could have achieved the same ending with a little bit more creative writing. I can think of two different ways they could have went with that, but I don't want to beat this one up too much. Did I enjoy it? I'm going to say yes, but not by a whole lot. I'm going to put this right at a 60% on the Rotten scale to stay consistent. They almost blew it. However, this was a very solid action movie that I did have a lot of fun with. I will overlook that extra 20 minutes on the end that kind of messed up the pacing. I wouldn't pay full price for it, but certainly worth a stream whenever this comes out, which should be soon. Like I said, it's a limited release type deal. So yeah, I doubt it's going to be running in theaters for very long. So, all right. So, I am officially 2 for 3 with the random movies. I did Out of the Darkness, which I did like that one. Drive Away Dolls, which I didn't like that at all. Definitely go check out that review and you can see why. And now we have Land of Bad, which, like I said, was passable. It was pretty good. So far, this random movie journey I'm going on in the theaters has been a success. So, I can't complain. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you once again for support. I appreciate all you guys. And I will be back again real soon. There's a movie trending number one on Netflix that I need to get to. There's an interesting movie coming out this weekend with a interesting title. If you scroll through the releases this weekend, I'm sure you can guess which one it is. If not, definitely come back because I'm going to be talking about that movie. The TikTok is up and running. I'm doing some different things over there. In fact, I restarted my series that I used to do here primarily with the disturbing movie thing. So I do talk about some disturbing movies on the TikTok, and I just released one recently, not too long ago. But anyway, now I'm rambling. Thank you. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.